Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. We are coming to you live from our Palm Desert station. Joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. I don't know. How is the world out there? Earthquakes, tornadoes, rain, lightning. However, yesterday, did you see that beautiful rainbow to the east?
I did not.
It was gorgeous. I was riding my bike, and it was around 5 o'clock, because the weather's been, I can finally now go outside and start exercising.
Yeah, it's starting to cool down.
Yeah, around 5, 6 o'clock, because it was beautiful. And to our east, there was this rainbow, and not just, you know how we see a part of a rainbow? You see, this one was the complete arch from start to finish.
Oh, yeah?
It was beautiful.
That's cool.
I almost ran into a wall looking at it. I kept turning around. I thought, the one time, I don't take my phone to take a picture because I really don't like taking my phone when I ride the bike.
But you don't want to take your phone because you don't want to be connected. But at the same time, you have to remember the camera.
I know.
On airplane mode or something and just have the camera with you.
It's usually quiet anyway. But I thought, the one time I decide not to just throw my, I have a little basket in front too because I put water in there and all this stuff. Not that I'm going for miles, but you would think.
But you should have that.
Though. I do. Yeah. I have it. And I usually just toss my phone in a towel so it doesn't, if it's not too hot, the sun's not beating on it because that's good either. But I thought, the one time. So I put a post on Facebook and some people did post the pictures that they saw the rainbow. A lot of people saw the rainbow. It was beautiful. But I noticed that the cameras weren't picking up. I mean, you could see all the distinct colors, the yellows, the blue, the pink. I mean, they all stood out. It was really beautiful. So that was the good news. The rest of the things happening out there is not so much good news. And we're going to tell you how it disrupts travel and it's disrupt a lot of things. Of course, I say the best way to give is to the American Red Cross right now. There's so many scams out there. I mean, it's ridiculous. These scammers don't wait longer than 5 minutes to start trying to scam you. So just give to the American Red Cross and you'll know that the money's going to help the correct people. Yeah, and it's sad because there are a lot of people out there that are just trying to do good.
Yep.
They're trying to be good citizens and they're trying to.
It gives it a bad name.
Yeah, and it's sad, and I understand that. So I think instead of giving money, and you want to give to your friends and stuff, that I think those people that are collecting clothing and stuff like that is good.
Yeah.
That's okay. But the money, you have to be really careful.
You have to watch where the money goes.
Yeah, because if you give someone money to take. I don't even want to get into it, but just be careful. Just be careful. All right. We want to thank Swiss Donuts for giving us our big box of donuts. Today's show is presented by Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, only 90 minutes away to total relaxation, or golf, or go spying or hiking, and the list just goes on and on and on. So we thank them, and we'll be going out there pretty soon for the Borrego Days Festival, 52nd Annual Borrego Days Festival. A lot of new things coming this year, and that is the weekend of October 20th through 22nd. They have a skateboard exhibition, lugeing down the street, middle of the street on a skateboard. They have all this crazy stuff going on that kids are going to love, and adults are just going to be thinking, I hope my child doesn't decide to do that. But it's going to be lots and lots of fun. All right, we have a new sponsor for the show, and that's Expert Repairs, a top level at the Westfield Mall, and they can fix eyeglasses. I was just in there the other day. In fact, Joseph, the owner there, is going to be coming on the show next month, and at first I was going to have him come on just to talk about Expert Repairs and what they do, because he has a whole story behind his store there.
Right.
It's not just something he decided to
one day decide, hey, I'm going to open this.
Yeah. No, he has been working on watches and stuff since he was a child.
Really?
It's really, he has this fascination with fixing these things. So it's really a great story. But he's also going to Thailand. And I think he said Thailand and China for vacation. So I thought, we should have him on in the second hour. We could talk about Expert Repairs. And then we could talk about his trip as well.
There you go.
Yeah. That'd so cool. We're going to do a twofer. A twofer. He didn't know that at first. I switched it up when I started thinking about it, and we changed the time. So anyway, we welcome Expert Repairs, top level at the Westfield Mall. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 760-440-8255. Today's show, last couple weeks, we've been, it's a no-hitter or something, so I'm not even going to say who's joining us. We'll just wait and see. They're kind of people are still in the summer mode, Labor Day weekend, all this weird stuff, so I'm not even going there. We'll just figure out whoever shows, they'll be here. But I'm pretty sure they're all going to be showing. Again, 760-440-8255. I was not on KSQ yesterday, but should be back next week. And I was going to look at Jamaica, and I'm thinking I might hold off, and I might talk to Allie about her trip to Croatia instead. I haven't quite decided yet what we're going to do about that. But, however, our Nashville trip should be up and airing this Thursday, bar any complications from Irma. Because that's where we send the show to get the closed captioning.
I think it will be okay.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. I'm going to go look at it one more time today. And then it's almost like sending a kid off to school. You have to just cut the, draw the line and say, enough's enough. Let's go. It's done.
Just trust that it will be okay.
Yeah. It's done. Let's go. But I'm going to look at it one more time. So I want to give guys all a heads up that today on the 60, the connector, the Interstate 10 Highway 60 connection will be closed till 3 o'clock today. So if you're going that way, stay away.
Yeah.
I would, you're going to have to go up and around, and probably if you go straight down the 10 and get on the 91 would be the way to go, because if that connector is going to be closed, it's not going to work. So it is going to be closed today. The Interstate 10 Highway 60 connection will be closed 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. while Caltrans workers perform emergency bridge repairs near Beaumont. Oh, so this is closer to here. Okay, so it's that connection right there. That's interesting. So that is in Beaumont. I thought it was a little bit farther along. So just be aware then there's probably going to be some traffic jams going back on the 10, going that way in both directions because of that bridge connection that is closed. Happening today again between 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. I didn't realize that was that close right there in Beaumont. All right, happening right here in town in Rancho Mirage, they have a lot of road work going on this week. Gerald Ford Drive from Bob Hope to Monterey Avenue. Also, Verbena Road on Friday is going to be happening. Verbena Road, Magnesia Falls Drive. Stellar Drive, there's going to be intermittent lane restrictions, left turn, no left turns. There's going to be, so try to get out of that area in Rancho Mirage. Stay away on Wednesday and Thursday, Gerald Ford Drive from Bob Hope to Monterey Avenue, and on Friday, Verbena Road, Magnesia Falls area, stay away from that because they're going to be doing, roadway resurfacing. Okay, more resurfacing. Great. Great news there. And also, let's see, I want to say, here's some really, I love stories like this. Andres Gutierrez Wilms received the first ever chief of police commendation for his action in halting the assault of an elderly gentleman, detaining a robbery suspect at the McDonald's restaurant in Desert Hot Springs. Congratulations to Andres Gutierrez Wilms for receiving that chief of police commendation. And then Micah Moulton of Christopher's Clubhouse presented the council meeting that to Officer Yasina Bariola, the recipient of the first Vega Zarebny Award from the clubhouse that includes a scholarship to Dallas, Texas for national training for crimes against children. So congratulations to those folks. Those are a good story. The tram's going to be closed for maintenance September 10th. Until September 30th. They do this every year. They do all sorts of things on the tram. They have to go, they have someone ride the rails up there and make sure that all the rails are clean and not broken. And they redo the cars and they spiff them up, do all these great things. So remember that the tram will be closed September 11th, which is tomorrow. Tentative reopening on Saturday, September 30th at 8 a.m. And if they can get it open earlier, they really try to do that. Okay, we are going to have to take a break because I think our first guest is already on the phone. What today? We're going to set a record. I don't know. But I do have to tell you about something that happened to me at the mall. I'm going to hold on to this, tell you about it later because I had some great response on Facebook. Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 and the new 100.9 FM. There we go. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. This segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and your one-stop sundry shop for health and unique items. Located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, call them today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. And remember, voting is now open for the best coffee house through the Best of the Valley's Ultimate Pride List. So go to Desert Sun, and it is the information is desertsun.com/desert /Outlook and vote today. And that's all on their Facebook page for Ristretto. So please vote. All right. Joining us now is Mike Kovac, and he is here to talk about an event coming up, which I know every single one of these guys. It's called A Few Good Men, the Community Gala to honor 10 outstanding business leaders here in the Coachella Valley. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, this is a really exciting. When I saw this, I thought, wow, all these people are such fantastic guys. We're talking B.B. Engel, Dan Ball, Jimmy Fitzgerald, Jim Murdoch, Dick Shalhoub, Tim Esser, Vincent with CEO Battaglia, with Renova Solar, Glenn Miller, Larry Salas, Doug Wellmuth. Tell us, Mike, what is this event all about?
Well, initially, I mean, the primary purpose of the event is really to recognize 10 business leaders who, throughout the year, really just give of themselves. They support nonprofits, either out of their pocket or by opening up their facility or providing a service. And they do it basically going unrecognized. And I felt this is an opportunity to bring together 10 outstanding business and community leaders who have made a difference in the Coachella Valley and really just say thank you publicly. And then the other flip side is to help raise money to support the Ronald McDonald House and the families from the Coachella Valley who need a place to stay while their child's being treated at a children's hospital.
Well, and I think that's such a great point, because the Ronald McDonald House has been around for how long?
22 years.
22 years. And I think sometimes people here in the Coachella Valley forget that there are a lot of families that have to go outside of the Coachella Valley for care for their children, because it's just a different environment here. And the Ronald McDonald House has been huge in helping these families with children with illnesses.
That's very true. In fact, about 45% of the families who stay at the Ronald McDonald House are from the Coachella Valley, primarily the east side of the valley. And, you know, we hear all these great stories in the valley on the local news about the sick children, their families, what they go through. Then you hear the follow-up story about the success of the treatment at the hospital. But in between all of this is the Ronald McDonald House. Anytime you hear of a child being treated extensively at Children's Hospital, it's probably a 100% chance that they're staying at the Ronald McDonald House to eliminate that drive to and from the desert.
Wow, that is incredible. And I think, like I said, a lot of people are saying, I didn't know that. So I'm so glad that we're bringing awareness to this and that you are paying tribute. And I like the way you said it, a few good men. I mean, I think that's just because all these guys, they're like you say, they do things, and a lot of it is very subtle. It's not in your face type how they do. And I love that about them all. So the event now is September 21st at Agua Caliente Casino Resort and Spa. Tell us a little bit about the event. It is open to the public.
Yes, it's open to the public. They can go onto our website and buy tickets online. And also, we still have opportunities for sponsorships. So, but it's very easy to do. And the event will start with a 5:30 silent auction and reception. And then we have a red carpet grand entrance of all 10 of the honorees, who will be dressed stylishly in black tuxedos, but they will all be wearing the red and white Ronald McDonald socks.
Oh, how fun is that? Now, where do people buy? How much are the tickets, first of all, and where can they purchase them?
Sure. Yeah, tickets are $150 per person. Mm-hmm. And again, they can go to the Ronald McDonald House, Inland Empire Ronald McDonald House website, and just click on A Few Good Men, and you can buy tickets right there online.
Okay. And that's the best way to
buy
tickets is online, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the easiest way and fastest way.
The easiest, fastest way. The name of the event is A Few Good Men. Now, this is September 21st, folks, and I know it's going to sell out. All these guys are going to have their own huge party of supporters there, and this is going to be such a great, great event. Now, Mike, is this the first event of this type, A Few Good Men, that you've had in honor to raise funds for the Ronald McDonald House?
It's the first one we've done in the Valley. We did one last year over in the west end of San Bernardino County in Ontario. Mm-hmm. You know, our challenge is that since we are the Inland Empire Ronald McDonald House, and we do receive and accept families from all of San Bernardino Riverside County, it's kind of hard to set up just one event and drag everybody in. So we're going to try to move this around. So it's really our first gala event down in the desert community. So.
Well, yeah, great job. And again, folks, it starts at 5:30, the honorees entrance, they have cocktails, silent auction, then there's dinner, honoree recognition, and a live auction. And it's going to be just a lot of fun.
Yeah, the live auction is going to be the event of the evening, because each of the honorees in addition to being a part of the events, have donated a live auction item.
Uh-huh.
And if you know these people and their role in the community, you know they have access to some pretty prestigious stuff. And so we will have tickets for Stagecoach. We will have tickets for Lady Gaga on the live auction. We'll have private jet rides. We'll have casino stays and hotel stays and, you know, dinner with Senator Stone. I mean, just the items that we have for the live auction are going to be very, very exciting. And each of the honorees will be the ones out there doing the song and dance and really trying to make it interesting.
Well, that will be hilarious in itself because these guys are all...
Knowing these people, yes.
Yeah, lots of great personalities there. All right, and one more time. Tickets are $150, folks. Remember, you're supporting the Ronald McDonald House, but you're going to be there and you're going to see Vincent Battaglia, Dick Shalhoub with McDonald's, Jim Murdoch with Perch, Jimmy Fitzgerald, CB 104.3, Dan Ball, B.B. Engel, the Big Bar Party aficionado, Tim Esser, Glenn Miller, Larry Salas, Doug Wellmuth, Fantasy Springs Casino. Wow, I can see this, Mike. It's going to be one fun evening. Plus, you're going to be raising funds again. I can't stress this enough for the Ronald McDonald's House, who does such great work here with families that house the families of children.
And the monies will be used to support the families from the Coachella Valley.
Thank you. Yes, it stays here
because
in the
Coachella Valley. We don't charge admission for people to stay at the Ronald McDonald House, and therefore events like this help underwrite that cost.
Oh, well, it's fantastic. And again, you are helping lots of families right here in the Coachella Valley. Don't worry about that because people always want to know what's happening. Ronald McDonald House does a phenomenal job over there. Well, Mike, again, give us the website again. I want to make sure it is on my website so people can go connect right over there. That is?
They can just go to the Inland Empire Ronald McDonald House. And our webpage will come up and you'll see the little bullet there for a few good men, and just click that on, and the rest is easy.
The rest is easy, and it's $150 per person, but bring your credit cards and checkbooks because you're going to want to be bidding on that live auction. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today. I'll make sure that we get this out there again before the event, and it's going to be a good one.
Francois, thank you very much.
All right, you have a great day.
Okay.
Okay, folks, you don't want to miss this again. A Few Good Men, September 21st, Agua Caliente Casino Resort. Don't miss it. And he said, Inland Empire, Ronald McDonald House. And it will say, A Few Good Men is the button that you want to click on. $150 per person. And just so many of our favorite guys here in the Coachella Valley are those few good men that they are honoring. So, again, I'm really excited. I will be going. Yes, I will be there. All right, some other things going on right here in our weekly announcements. 9/11 is tomorrow, and happening out of the course, the Remembrance Day of 9/11 is tomorrow, and they're doing something very special out at El Centro base out there, the Naval Air Facility El Centro, NAFEC, and this is not open to the public, but I just want to mention it to you because it is tomorrow is a remembrance. They will have a special ceremony at the main flagpole at 8 a.m. So, again, the public is not intended. It's intended for base personnel and their families and selected guests, special guests. So I'm sure it will be very, very heartwarming. Can you even believe, my gosh, September? September already?
I'm telling you, every month feels like that.
It doesn't. I'm not sure why either. They say when you get older, but I don't think that's even it.
I don't think it is.
I'm older than you, and you're still having the same feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're out moving around. I don't do much, so I don't have much of an excuse. Like you, you know, you're out doing things, and I'm just pretty much in one place.
Yeah.
But it still seems like it goes fast.
See, it still seems like it's going fast. All right. Ultimate Pride. I said Best of the Valley's Ultimate Pride list. A vote for Ristretto for the best coffee shop. Definitely, it's really easy. Just go to the Desert Sun, and it's Desert Outlook. It'll say Best of the Valley's Ultimate Pride list. Please give them a vote. All right. Expert Repairs by Joseph. Again, they are right there in the top level of the mall. I was there the other day. They're near Macy's. They fix glasses and size rings. They do a lot of this stuff the same day. And Joseph is a European-trained watchmaker. Remember I said there's a story behind this in Europe since the 1980s, but he told me he started messing with watches and stuff when he was a kid, so he was fascinated by all that. So great story there. They also do free jewelry cleaning, and they'll fix glasses. A lot of people cannot find where to go to fix your glasses, so Expert Repairs by Joseph upstairs near Macy's at the Westfield Mall. Thai Smile, they're saying their summer hours are going to continue with those hours throughout the season. Volkswagen, they have big sales on their model year end. Those 2017s, they need to get rid of them. They have a lot of incentives going on there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. I love my Atlas. I have to say, it drives like a dream car. And it was in the rain the other day, and it's just, yeah, no problem.
No big deal.
No big deal. I splash on everybody. I used to get splashed all the time in my lower CC. Now I splash them. I don't do it on purpose, though. But
it's still fun.
Yeah, it is fun. So Coachella Valley Volkswagen right there on Varner Road. Go on out there and take advantage of all the year-end sales that they have going on. Indian Ridge Country Club. They have some of the best pickleball players in the country. In fact, their men's team just won some big championship. I mean, they're just doing phenomenal. They're going all over the place, and they're winning all these trophies and stuff. Who would think now that pickleball has become so huge? And it's fun. It's fast playing, paced, and it's fun. I'm starting to play it now, and it's tennis. I always hit the ball over the fence. But pickleball, it's not like that. It's a little bit different. It's right. Really fast, but it's a lot of fun, and all ages are playing it. So congratulations to the folks out there at Indian Ridge. Let's see. They have their new chef, Diane Williams, an associate. They are located there in the Indian Ridge on-site sales office there. So you want to talk to Diane Williams. Command One Security. They are always out there for us, whether we know it or not. So make sure you go to Command One Security. Renova Solar. Vince has so much going on over there. They have another big season coming up. And the Braille Institute. They have a lot of their programs now have started up again in September. So take advantage of all the programs. They are free at the Braille Institute. You can go to their website, BrailleInstitute.org, and check out all the arts and healthy living classes, the Spanish and all the different type of home and personal management classes, all sorts of things through the Braille Institute. And the 500, they have their charging station. I mean, they had a little bit of issue with that rain, that flood that was in Palm Springs. I'm not ready to go yet, Sean, but I guess I have to. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside for some local and national news. When we come back, Paula Simons joined us, and we're going to talk about Paint El Paseo Pink. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right, joining me in studio today is Paula Simons. She is the outgoing executive director of the Desert Cancer Foundation. And joining her is the new executive director, Sarah Bryant of the Desert Cancer Foundation. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning, Francoise.
Yeah, now, Paula, you've been on the show several times. Sarah, this is new. And before we talk about Paint El Paseo Pink, because that's what we're really here to talk about, Sarah, are you new to the Valley, or give us a little background?
Well, actually, I've been in the Valley off and on for about 15 years. I actually graduated from Palm Desert High School at one point, then took off to college and kind of did some traveling around. But recently just got back into California, and my relationship with Desert Cancer Foundation, I've spent quite a bit of time with them off and on over the past few years, and it just seemed like a really great fit, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you, and welcome.
Thank you.
And Paula, you have some exciting news as well. You are going back home.
Back to Northern California, Turlock. Yes, my husband was able to get a job back up at Turlock Golf and Country Club, and that's where we went to college, up at Stanislaus State.
People think,
really, Stanislaus, where is that at? But it is. It's kind of going back home after, 21 years here in the Valley.
Okay.
It definitely is bittersweet, but, excited about the next chapter for Desert Cancer Foundation.
Yeah.
With Sarah coming on board. It's a great fit. And, again, our organization just is such a valuable asset to this Valley.
Definitely as well. Before I forget, I want to congratulate you and wish you well.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you for everything you've done here in the Coachella Valley. You've done a tremendous job with Desert Cancer Foundation. And before we talk about Paint El Paseo Pink, which is the 11th annual event, which just grows in leaps and bounds for such a fantastic cause, tell us a little bit about the Desert Cancer Foundation, Paula.
Sure. So Desert Cancer Foundation was founded a little over 23 years ago by the beloved Dr. Sebastian George and Art and Corey Teichner. And Dr. George really saw that there was a need of those in our valley diagnosed with cancer, but then having to face that cost incurred with treatment. So he started the foundation. And then what we're able to do is help our Valley neighbors with the cancer diagnosis with everything from insurance premiums to co-pays, co-insurance, prescriptions. And, you know, nobody's ever really budgeting for a life diagnosis such as cancer. And to have an organization that can step up and really help ease that burden so they can focus on their health and well-being really is what we're all about.
Because it is tragic when you hear people say, I can't afford to be sick, or I can't afford to get treatment. And you don't know what to say when people say things like that. And I think a lot of times they, maybe they're not, for some reason, they haven't heard about places such as Desert Cancer Foundation. They don't realize that there is help out there.
There is. And, you know, it's a great point that you bring up, because we've been able to sit down with some of those, our residents that are diagnosed, and they weren't even going to pursue treatment just because the cost, the burden on their family. Mm-hmm. And we'd talk through it, and I'd say, but maybe you're one of those that really likes to help others. What if they came to you and asked this question? Well, by all means, I want to help. I tell them to, you know, pursue working with you. And they have. And it really is, you know, every day is different with the organization. It's very impactful to have a family member, a mom, a husband, you know, a granddaughter call and say, thank you for the help that you've provided our family. Because, again, we've been able to really focus on, you know, what matters, and that's our health.
The foundation is based right here in the Coachella Valley.
It is. And so all the money that's raised for Desert Cancer Foundation really serves our Valley residents and our surrounding communities. So out to Blythe, up to Idlewild, 29 Palms and Whitewater. But all the money that's raised here stays here. And so we have such a great relationship with our local medical community that we're able to get negotiated rates. So a lot of people like to help support Desert Cancer Foundation because the money stays here. Mm-hmm. But for every dollar that's raised, it really can translate into over $10 of cancer treatment.
That's incredible. And we all know someone that's been touched by cancer. It's just a part of our world. And the website, folks, is desertcancerfoundation.org for more information. It's already on the Traveling with Francois website. When you go to our page, it has all the information about what I've been talking about on the show. All right, coming up is the 11th annual Paint El Paseo Pink. Sean and I were just talking. It's going to be, it's the middle of September this week. What's
already
going on? And this is happening October 14th. Now, you opened up registration way back in June. I know registration's been open for a long time. You probably have, and this event has been growing in leaps and bounds. So for those that have never heard of Paint El Paseo Pink, let's tell them what it's about.
So Paint El Paseo Pink is an amazing event that really helps us spread the message of the importance of breast health awareness. That's first and foremost, definitely. And it is a fundraising event. But what we're able to do is raise money that helps support, again, necessary mammograms and diagnostics for men and women. That's always,
right.
You know,
we men are involved
as well. And so we are able to, you know, do this great event. It's great this year because we're able to, with the support of the city of Palm Desert and the El Paseo Merchants Board, we actually have the first time a road closure. And that really, you know, is neat because it becomes a safety issue when you have over 1,500 people walking down a street. So it's important for us as an organization, as well as the city and the merchants on El Paseo, to ensure that we're, you know, providing an event that is as safe as possible.
Now, the event, sometimes people that are visitors come in, they don't know what's going on. They see the sea of pink. And when you walk El Paseo, when you walk to fight cancer, how far is the walk? Because I know there's some they're saying is it's not a hike, it's not a marathon. Explain exactly what people will be doing. And it's $25, folks, to register. And that includes a t-shirt, snacks, and water. But it's really, I have to say, there's an excitement on Paint El Paseo Pink. People don't go in there. I'm trying to say this in such a way with dread or sadness. I noticed it through the years. It's really jubilant. They're excited to be there and help one another. It becomes one big family, and it's a fun event.
It is. It really has evolved into a happening here in the Valley and a mainstay event for our organization, as well as those that have, you know, been surrounded either personally or their family members, friends, coworkers, neighbors diagnosed with breast cancer. So we can help honor them, support them, remember them. This event, which I have really seen, it means something different to everybody that's mm-hmm. there. You know, I know personally for me, I lost my aunt when she was 40 and she left behind four young children. My mom was diagnosed with breast mm-hmm. cancer. And so you always have, you know, just what it is for you. And it really is a great event to see, as you were sharing, you know, it's real jubilant. And it is important to celebrate. We know we have survivor beads and mm-hmm. we have a great booth where those that are coming, and it is amazing to see those that have one strand and those that have 20 strands of beads around their neck. Mm-hmm. So again, it really is important to know that everybody makes this event what it means to them personally.
All right, and with us, folks, is Paula Simon. She is the outgoing executive director of Desert Cancer Foundation, and joining her is Sarah Bryan, who is the incoming executive director of Desert Cancer Foundation. And I have to ask, Sarah, have you been to this event before? Will this be your first one coming up?
Actually, I have attended this event several times in the past, so it's not my first time with the event. And I'm excited, though, however, to see this year's Paint El Paseo Pink.
Well, it is going to be fantastic. Now, what about, people can register now. As I said, it was $25. Mm-hmm. Per walker. The funds raised goes to Desert Cancer Foundation, stays right here in the Coachella Valley. What if people have friends coming into town, they haven't registered online? Is there a booth available where they can walk up and register on site?
Yeah, so on Friday the 13th, mm-hmm. the day before the event, the Gardens is so gracious to work with them. And, you know, as we've expanded, we come up with these new ideas, you know, each and every year that help support those that are supporting us. So you can go to the Gardens on Friday before between 11 and 5 and pre-register there, get your t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And you can also show up the morning of the event. It really kicks off about 8 in the morning, mm-hmm. but at 7 a.m., you know, you can come and register and pick up, you know, t-shirts and register the morning of as well. And, you know, I'm so pleased to share that the Allen Foundation has really stepped up to be our presenting sponsor this year in conjunction with, you know, wonderful support for this event from the General. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. everybody loves the General. He's great. And we've got Lucy Kersey Cancer Center uh-huh. and Comprehensive Cancer Center and El Paseo Jewelers and Safari. I mean, there's great support. Yeah. And, you know, I would be remiss if I did not thank our community members, because mm-hmm. as we know, when those that are facing cancer, it really, you can't go it alone. And yeah. it really takes a okay. team. And so we have a very supportive team that steps up to help us with this event.
And there's going to be all ages there.
There are all ages, and you know, that's another neat thing to see is everybody out there with their little ones and the strollers, you know, walking, doing the walk. And you know, as you shared, you know, the length of the walk really is again determined on who wants to. If you want to go all the way to 74, you can do that, or a lot of people like to walk to Starbucks, stop, get a coffee and head back. Oh, yeah. But it is, you know, and don't forget, you can bring your, you know, furry little friend and dress them up in pink too. A lot of dogs come out and they're dressed up, and so
such a worthy cause, such a great time as well. Again, it's the 11th annual Paint El Paseo Pink, Saturday, October 14th. It is on El Paseo. They're going to close the road down, and you can do it however you want to do it, but I want you to support. Certainly go on over there, either register online, $25 per walker, includes a t-shirt, snacks, and water, or you can register on site, bring friends, and make, you know, everybody just feels really good when you're all finished.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Paula, for joining us. Again, good luck on your new adventures in life. Sarah, I'm just going to say it. I expect to see you back on the show. How's that?
Absolutely. Sounds great. Thank you for having me today.
And thank you for stepping in and taking over right away so everything runs smoothly.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. Again, all the information is on Traveling with Francoise already. So just go to our weekly archives page. It's not archives. It's weekly events page. I don't even know what the name. Weekly show info. There you go. I just have a lot of pages on that website. The information is already there. Or is there a phone number, by the way? Some people do like to call. Is there a phone number that they
there
call?
There is. It's a great question. It's 773-6554. Of course, area code 760.
All right. There you go. Okay, folks. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we have a lot more information to talk about and local happenings. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Oh, boy, I haven't even had a chance to give anything away, but I do have two passes for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, and don't worry about it being closed. These don't expire till December. If you would like those passes, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That is 440-8255. And remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days. All right, it is time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. Country Club Cleaners is located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. Ask for Jeannie. She's always there. She'll give you a 10% off on your dry cleaning if you mentioned traveling with Francoise. All right, Braille Institute, we already talked about some of their programs that are coming up, and Felice will be joining us soon to talk more about their fall session that is September 5th through December 15th. Also, the Annenberg Retreat at Sunnylands, they are opening their doors. Yeah, they reopen on September 14th for its seventh season, and they have on September 15th free movie outside. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and the gardens out there. And the movie is My Family, and the movies begin. Let's see, they start at 7:30. Gates open at 7. They encourage you to bring your lawn chairs, blankets, small picnics, they encourage you to come in and have some fun. All right. Also, La Quinta, City of La Quinta's Fitzburn Stake Park Reconstruction Plan. They have a meeting on Thursday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the La Quinta Library Community Room. They want your input on what would you like to see at the skate park there in La Quinta? So go on over there Thursday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the La Quinta Library. All this information will be posted on the website, Traveling with Francoise, so you know. And as for the prized events, which is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire in Thousand Palms, yep, go on over there and let them do your embroidering, silk screening, all that sort of stuff. They are located on Gunter Street in Thousand Palms across from the Coachella Valley Brewery. Call them today at 760-343-7333. And remember, when you use Desert Arc Attire, you are employing clients of Desert Arc. So Safari Nights at the Living Desert is happening on September 16th, and they just had a female baby giraffe was just born over there. So cute. So this September 16th, it is called Nocturnal Animal Night. Sounds like a ton of fun. There's going to be so much going on. For more information, go to their website, livingdesert.org. And if you want a drink, you have to be 21 years of age or older. Okay. Let's see. We did have a winner, but we did. Okay. All right. So we did have a winner, and Sean is, here he comes, because he had one mic turned off. So
Randy in Cathedral City.
Oh, okay. So congratulations to Randy. All right. Now fix that so you can talk to me. You know, we need to talk. We have things to talk about, Sean. All right. Cruisin' Reunion is happening in Ontario on September 15th through 17th. This is at the, in Ontario. Where is it? Euclid Street, the historic tree-lined Euclid Avenue in Ontario. And it is, again, the Cruisin' Reunion happening on the 15th and 17th. So for more information, go to Route 66 Cruisin' Reunion. It's a car show, and it happens this month. Also happening is the Salton Sea Fest, featuring the Great California Balloon Race and Organic Farmers Market, a Modernism Week vintage car show, all sorts of things happening, produced by Sea Athletes. It is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday, October 1st, and that is at the Salton Sea Recreation Area. Go on over. It's free. It's free, so take advantage of that. Should have been in my free. What's it doing in this one? I need to switch that over and put that into the free list so you know what's going on. Joshua Tree, they have a music festival coming up on October 8th. We also have our own other music festival happening right here October 7th and 8th, and that is the Desert Oasis Music Festival. And tickets are on sale right now on the website, which is desertoasismusicfestival.com. Angel View, they have a car show coming up on October 21st. Yes, and that is going to be over at the Doubletree Resort Desert Princess in Cathedral City. So information for that is on our website. So, and you're supporting Angel View, so good on you. Get on over there. I will be in Borrego Springs for Borrego Days. So I will miss this one, unfortunately. And the Palm Canyon Theater, they open for their 21st season on Friday, September 22nd, and runs through Sunday, October 1st. The show is... What is the show? Oliver. There you go. I knew it was there somewhere. Oliver. Sometimes I rearrange my notes. And then Modernism Week, they have tickets on sale now for their preview events happening on the weekend of October 20th. And 21st, it looks like, and 22nd, that same weekend as Borrego Days. But you can go to their website, modernismweek.com. All right. So again, thanks to Randy for calling in. He won those tickets to the pass. And I do have a prize to give away in the second hour of the show as well. So something I want to talk about. I have to talk about this because we had so many response from this. I went to Westfield Mall the other day.
All right.
And a lot of you have obviously run into the same issue there. I went there to Joseph Expert Repairs. And this happened, and I like the mall. So I'm not telling anybody don't go to the mall. What needs to happen over there is the mall needs to talk to some of these kiosk vendors right in the middle.
Oh, the ones that, like, are... You know what? The only way I can compare them is, you know, when you go to Tijuana and the kids are trying to sell you guns.
Right.
That's how it feels.
But they're not only there. They're all over now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's I've seen it at the river. I've seen it...
It's in Costco.
At the gardens. You see it... Right. At Costco. Somebody... They need training, these people. I had this fellow say to me when I was walking by... He's had beauty products. And he said to me that he has a product that will take care of the dark circles under my eyes. First of all, I don't think that's the way to approach people.
No, no. Yeah. Normally, it's...
Yeah. And he kept on going. He kept... Because I wanted to go down to the food court because they have a new burger restaurant there, Burger Rim.
All right.
And I wanted to see... They have an event coming up, and I can't find out. I can't find what I did with the event, but they have an event, and I wanted to see where it is and just kind of get a feel. So it's a new burger restaurant, and they have a bunch of other things there as well. So it looked like all the restaurants in the food court were full except for one space. So that's... They have McDonald's. They have all sorts of stuff in there.
Yeah, they got a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah. So anyway, when I was walking back, the same guy, when I'm walking out, who I just said no thank you to, says the same darn thing to me again.
So that was his pitch.
Yeah, it was his pitch. So, and then he kept going on, and I finally said to him, I said, look, if you took care of all the things that I did, you'd have dark circle under your eyes also. And he looked at me. He stopped. He looked at me, and I kept right on walking, and he didn't say any more. But I thought, really, this doesn't have to do with just there. Anywhere, if you ask somebody something and they say no.
Yeah. I just say no and keep walking.
And keep walking. But it's really sad. They need some training, these people. So I put this on Facebook because I was a little I was kind of just annoyed over the whole thing. I don't know why. But that was the day we had that fabulous rain. So that made me happy. But anyway, here are some of the comments that we had. Because it was kind of funny. The more we talked about it with people. Diane Carmody said, great response, Francoise. Gary Schwartz said, not a very smart salesperson. Hey, buddy, you want some dark circles under your eyes? Says your response was polite, though. Chalk it up to inexperience on his part. Which I think that's a key right there. I don't think anybody trains...
No,
some of these salesmen, what's polite and what's not. And like I say, it's happening everywhere. That seems to be a new mode of sales.
It's the malls. It's a larger store's sign spinner is all it is.
Well, but like I say, I've seen it at the river. I've seen it at El Paseo. I've seen it downtown Los Angeles.
Trying to pull you in.
Trying to pull you in is what they're doing. And for me, it seems like it pushes a lot of people away.
I think it's more than just you.
Diane Funk says, they sure can be rude. I just ignore them. Gina Edwards says, just plain rude. Joni Galetia says, how frustrating, wonderful reply. Barbara Jackson says, make salespeople look bad. And that's a reflection on the stores around them in there. She said, there's low hours, bad pay, and a lot of them don't even get training, which there you go.
They're just working to work.
True. Let's see. Angela Romeo, and she brought up a good point. She said, I know the one you're talking about. In fact, a couple people pointed out the same person. She said, I walk by them and just think when the gallery opens at Westfield Mall, I have to hear it a few times a week. Now, they have a pop-up gallery opening up at Westfield Mall. It's for artists, so it's a nonprofit, and we certainly want to go and support that, support the art, and it opens up this Sunday. So, like I said, I'm not saying don't go anywhere. It happens all over the place.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to escape it.
It's just not. I want you to know that it's not only you that's getting attacked by these people. As somebody else said, I bet it was the same guy that pestered my wife a month ago. He knew right away who it was.
That's the thing. That's his pitch.
So I think what we need to do is just let the mall know. And let's see, the river and the gardens in El Paseo and Costco and all these places, that they need to talk to the people that they hire to do these things or the companies they let come in. So it's an enjoyable experience for all their clients that go there. We should have a joy. And I really enjoyed walking down the mall. I had a good time. I wandered all over the place, except for that one person bothered me. So anyway, there you go. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel mode. We're going to hear about what's going on in the world, which there is a lot. And we're also going to talk about California Wine Month. Yes, it is right now. This month is September. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois.